The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. We have a lot going on this week. It's very exciting. I don't have our babysitter, Ansley, so if you hear a little bit more of Gunner, plug your ears, or maybe you'll like it, or I don't really know what to tell you. But anyways, that's part of our podcast. This is our life. This is what's going on. We actually had two great haircuts go down today. This is very exciting news, but Gunner and Daddy got their haircuts today. And lots of media about Becky with the good hair this week. Pretty crazy. Thanks, Amber Rose, for your sauce on our
Did you say media? Episode. I think you meant to say trending on Twitter in 2018, which is so dang hard with this world being so insane. Yes, Amber Rose has come back to Gwyneth Paltrow's rep, who said there is no truth to that and that they're all still very close. Ooh, I read into that a little differently. What is, does that mean you're going to those sex parties together? But no, Amber Rose has come back on Twitter and said she was just joking, everybody. So if you missed that episode, you should go back and listen to hear how funny she was when she said it.
And so, we had a big week this week. We were just down in Laguna. We just got back. We had a little Hills reunion with Jason Waller and his wife Ashley and their cute little girl Delilah. That was awesome. Gunner loved the pool and the beach. It was his first beach time.
Jason Waller definitely said that the truth will set us free one day. You can read into that, ladies and gentlemen, and non-gender, non-binary, however you want to identify. Yeah, let's just say Jason's sitting on some information that will make...
So we had a lot of fun down there in the beach and the pool. Pratt Daddy definitely turned up on National Tequila Day, taking those down.
Well, they were extra skinny margaritas. I mean, I wasn't planning on drinking that much until everyone was DMing me that it was National Tequila Day. And I love holidays, especially when they celebrate my favorite drink.
Yeah, and I didn't have any. Ever since I threw up tequila a while ago, that was it for me. I never thought that would happen because I definitely threw up tequila before, but yeah,
I think it's all mental. You need to move past that.
No, I had a sip and I almost threw up the other day.
Well, we're going to get past that because...
Nope.
Yep. Well, I'll just get into... Let's just start drinking vodka.
Yeah, I like vodka. So anyways, we had such a fun trip, but it felt like we were down there for a really long time.
A month?
It was two nights. Gunner was the best ever in the car, which was amazing. He woke up not crying in his car seat. That was the first time this ever happened. So for me, it was really, really big. And now I'm planning our trip to Colorado for my birthday / the Gem Show in September. So that's really exciting.
Yes and no, because it happens to be the same week as the American Royale Barbecue Championships, and I was actually invited to be on one of the most famous teams, the Meat Church team, and, you know, obviously I'm out here Traeger gang, so it's going to be – I just texted them that I don't think we're gonna, I'm going to be able to – so my first competition is probably going to be Memphis since we can't miss Heidi's birthday.
Yeah, my birthday. Hello.
Why don't we just all go bring Grandma? Grandma would love to go to Kansas City.
No, no. And we have the Gem Show.
Speaking of future sponsors, anybody that listens that may happen to work for
Happy Baby
Organic Puffs, we will definitely love to be sponsored by you guys because Miracle Baby lives off of these dang puffs. So if any of our listeners happen to work for Happy Baby, please reach out to Podcast One.
It really does make him a happy baby.
Yeah.
Saved us in the car.
We'd like cases of Happy Baby buffs and a big check for Podcast One because the studio is so beautiful in Beverly Hills. And Steve, our producer, he needs a raise. You know, he has to listen to us. Hours in editing. Go to the Podcast One app. Check out Steve's techno song that he created on his own time for some bonus exclusive freaking, you know, if you're into techno, and if you're not, maybe you will be after listening to Steve's amazing art.
Okay, back to our trip. Right. So it's our 10-year anniversary, and we're going to renew our vows. And we were going to do that in Crested Butte. So I don't know if we're going to fly there or drive there. And then the real question is if we're going to go to Aspen at the Little Nell for a little honeymoon after or not. So depends on what Spencer is up for.
A honeymoon, going to bed at 8 p.m., And
it's renewal of the vows, not an original honeymoon. Okay.
I was gonna say,
10 years later, honeymoon, yeah, honey.
10 years later, go to bed at 8, wake up at 8.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll see if you want to do that or not. But
I'm so excited for today's guest, actually. It's sad that she lives in Tennessee, right? No, Nashville?
Nashville,
Tennessee. I don't know. I failed geography a couple times. Shannon is the breakout star, second to Jay Cutler on Kristen Cavallari's reality show that I pretty much take credit for creating, even though my name's not on it. But I feel like she came on this podcast. If you haven't heard that episode, go back, check it out. It's on iTunes. And I feel like we pumped her up to go back on reality TV. I don't think she was
planning it. I think it had already
been in the works. No, no. I created it.
Okay.
So Shannon is the head of social media for Uncommon James on Very Cavallari.
Did you cast her?
I would have. She is a dang star. And we're going to get into that with her. That's just a little tease coming up later. She'll be calling in. I definitely can't wait to get the scoop, what it's like working for Kristen Cavallari and her opinion on Jay Cutler. Because I wonder if they've even got to interact with Jay Cutler.
They have. Remember the first episode?
No, I saw that little. But like how much real – I mean, he just yells at them. Don't park on the lawn. Move the cones.
He is so good.
Jay's a star.
I wish there was more. That's my only thing of that show. I just wish there was more Kristen.
Well, you know, I just feel like Kristen's hair looks so good on the show. I'm wondering if she uses Sugar Bear hair because I know Kim Kardashian has, and so many other A-listers. It's a bestseller on Amazon. Thousands of incredible reviews. I will say that it tastes like candy.
Too good.
Like, can you eat too many of them? Because they're...
I'm not sure.
It is real freaking berries, so it's healthy, right? Because I eat them like... When people are like, oh, you got to eat berries, I just eat Sugar Bear hair. It's like my logic is I'm eating berries and my hair is getting stronger.
Plus, it's as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli and as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. So technically, you're eating food.
They smell so good that Katie, who works at Podcast One, like I always think it's her perfume when I walk by. I'm like snorting Katie's air, like her aura. And then I'm like, what are you wearing? Is that Gucci? And I'm always like, what is that perfume, ladies? And they're like, it's Sugar Bear hair. And they just have the jars open. They smell that good. So go to sugarbearhair.com/Spidey for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Spidey. sugarbearhair.com/Spidey. And for real, they really taste incredible. Really, it's just delicious candy. It tastes so good. It smells good. New to Podcast One, it's the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris. Join them each Thursday as they take your calls, share their expert advice, and talk all things sex, relationships, and self-empowerment. It's a judgment-free show, and we want you to be part of the conversation, so don't miss a second of it. Check out the Amber Rose Show with Dr. Chris at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review. And since it's the summer of lovin', in honor of the Bachelorette finale this week, you may also want to check out Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Those are the two podcasts that I totally support and embrace and back. Caitlin Bristow Show and Amber Rose with Dr. Chris has the Make Spidey Famous Again stamp of approval on Podcast One. Oh my God, we have a real television star on the podcast right now.
What is up?
Oh, the hottest social media advisor in the game. What, do you have your boyfriend with you? Are we going to get to hear him talk for 1 minute?
Never. No, I would never bring him on something like this where he would get a chance to talk.
Good, yeah. He can talk season 2. He needs to get a little bit more famous before he can talk. So for our listeners that don't watch Very Cavallari, it is the best new show to hit reality TV. I was a little nervous when I saw the trailer because I was like, who are all these other people? All I care about is Kay Cavi and Jay Cutler. But, Shannon is making the show fire. Who's the blonde who refers to herself as just with the big t-? That's Reagan. Where? Okay. Yeah. Well, Reagan, well, she never uses her name. That's how she refers to herself. So
she does only refer to her titties. Yeah.
Yeah. She needs to name them and get some merch or whatever.
Good call.
What's up? What's it like being a new television star? I feel like you were born for it. So
television star. Lightly. Maybe if we get a season two, we can throw that on the resume. But it's been really fun. The reaction to everything, to Jay especially, has been hilarious for us to watch because, as Kristen says too, I mean, he was not fully on board with filming the whole time. So to see such a positive, comical reaction from everyone, that's like great. It's been fun so far.
Did you really work for Uncommon James before there was any...
Right. I worked for Uncommon James for like a year before any of these other girls. Like,
but you don't even like working.
The OG. You know, I don't love working.
I feel you.
She's seen me in action. She's seen me in action. I sling the jewelry. I'm there for it.
No, you are. You're great.
You got the new newsletter going. You got the Twitter account.
Yeah, you need to subscribe. Spencer.
No, I keep telling my team, we got to get on Shannon's level over at Proud Daddy Crystals. I feel like you are the heart of Uncommon James.
You know, Proud Daddy Crystals might be in direct competition with Uncommon James. We might have to block you on it.
No. We're trying to get a collab. We want that beautiful gold jewelry with the crystal on it. So that's what I'm working for. Yeah. So there's a partnership, obviously, where Kristen gets way more of the money type deal coming in the future. That's the goal.
Perfect.
So how long were you guys working out of Kristen's house? Did you see a lot of Jay?
You know, he's like he creeps in and out. He actually was in the house working before I got there. They were shipping jewelry and everything themselves. So he's definitely a team player for sure. He's been supporting Kristen with this the whole time. Just picture Jay like wrapping up little boxes with Uncommon James stamps. So that was Uncommon James for a little bit on the come up, but now we've reached our blow up level. So no more working out of our house. We were in there for probably like a good 3 months, though, before it really took off and she needed a bigger space.
Okay, Spencer, you have 3 months to work out of our house, well, and then you need to get out with our employees.
We're not moving as fast as...
I am Jay Cutler, by the way.
Yes, absolutely, Heidi. Kick him out.
I'm like, okay, you guys have been here for a month and a half now.
Is your boyfriend realizing he needs to step up his fashion game when he watches Jay on the show? Because Jay is just setting new levels.
Jay is hard to rival. You know, Jay's also got that bank account for his fashion wardrobe. You know, he's on that worst level.
Where do you think Jay shops? Like, are there like hot spots for? Because I don't know anything about Nashville.
I couldn't imagine Jay walking into a place and like communicating with people to shop. So I'm sure it just like arrives at his doorstep in his size. Like he has like a stand-in that just like goes shopping. That's his exact same measurement and probably tries on all the clothes, make sure it fits, and then they ship it to him. That's what I envision for his shopping.
So is he always that serious? Or is that just you guys?
Like really? He is really like that. He's so dry, and so I get that type of like humor. That's like where I thrive in humor. But you know, some people, I guess, like previously just didn't get it, which is why this show is great, because they're really getting to see that he's like hilarious.
He's so funny.
He's like honestly my favorite person on television right now. You're catching up when you drink. I think you need to drink on more episodes. I feel like
I was hammered the entire season, so you're good. And like our interviews, I'd be like, I don't remember that. You have to recap me. So,
what was the order of people who work for Uncommon James pre cameras? Because I'm always like, because we know Millionaire, we know he showed up just for the cameras, which I appreciate and love and I'm thankful for, but I don't think he was like...
I love that you never say his name, you just call him Millionaire. That's honestly my favorite part.
Well, that's all I would want to be known for as a name if I was a millionaire. Please call me Millionaire.
You know, Brittany got hired once we opened up a store, so realistically, I guess it like was just me kind of on the social media side of things. But Brittany, once we decided that we needed an actual storefront, then we had to have a manager. So Brittany got kind of pulled on board once there was a store in the works. So everyone that's watching Very Cavallari can see how that little dynamic works out.
But, yeah, she is not your boss. Hello, Shannon was there first.
She is not my boss. Why would a manager be the boss of social media? I'm so confused.
Yeah, you're a freelancer.
You have to watch and see how it plays out. Yeah, I'm freelance. There you go.
I just figured out why I couldn't get Reagan's name right, because I always see her IG story, and her IG story is like, "Hey, Ray, Ray, yeah, Ria." It's like, there we go. I was like, why did I think Reagan's name? It's like, because I see her story more than I do the show. All of your guys' stories are so entertaining, and I feel like how did Kristen find, like, what's your background? How do you become? I want to become a social media person. How do you get that title?
I will train you, Spencer.
Like, no, did you go to school for it?
You can be my intern. No, I went to school for politics. Like, I am using my schooling 0% at all whatsoever. I think Kristen have interviewed a bunch of people for the role, and she just hadn't really found what she wanted. And I think it was people with degrees that pertain to social media and stuff like that. But we have a mutual friend in town who's, you'll see him on the show, Mark Block. So Mark Block knew me, and he had been following my Instagram. He's like, she's funny on her own Instagram. She's clever and creative. So just interview her and see. And I was like, I don't know. I don't have a degree in this. And he's like, well, I'll just see. And then Kristen actually gave me like a list of pictures. And she was like, hey, all right, I interviewed you. I really like you, but I need you to caption these pictures. And I like freaked out because I was like, I don't know how to caption these and like be serious. Like, it's not my style to be like, check out our brand new 12-inch necklace. Like, I like to be like a little crude and sarcastic. So I was like, hey, I'm going to send you this, and just a forewarning, this is like how I do stuff. If you're not into it, I totally get it, but here you go. And Kristen literally emailed me back and was like, Jay and I are dying, you're hired. So that's the story.
I just can't wait till you guys are bigger than Gwyneth Paltrow, who just talked about this podcast yesterday. Her rep did to People Magazine. Side note. But I just can't wait till Uncommon James is the new lifestyle brand, and Kristen's got $100 million, and then you're a millionaire. So you don't need to flirt with the millionaire, because you're going
to
be a millionaire.
I'm just trying to get on that PJ, okay?
Kristen never shows that. Do they fly on a PJ? You don't have to say, I don't want you to get in trouble, but.
Oh, I'm talking about worse.
Oh.
It's a PJ. You might see it on the show in upcoming episodes. Stay tuned.
He really flies private. He's on that level.
Go look at his Instagram. He just went to the beach, I think, this weekend on it.
Oh, my gosh.
He can get into politics.
Why don't we have him be, like, go for governor in Nashville? He can fund the campaign. You can run the social media. I want to be
on the side of his plane.
Where is our babysitter?
Yeah. Gunner's like, I want to talk to Shannon. I watch her every Monday. What time is it again?
He's
10.
So adorable.
It's 10 on Mondays?
You guys get it at 10. Sundays? We get it at 9. Yep. Sunday at 9, 9 Central, 10 Eastern, and it's coming back on. It's going to be an exciting episode coming up. So.
What's coming up this new episode?
You will have to wait and see, but my best friend is interviewing. Taylor's interviewing for the job at Uncommon James.
Because he
kind of gave her that job prematurely, maybe a little bit. But.
Yeah, I didn't like that Kristen, like, felt that she... You know, I felt like you could have allocated that position. You know, I feel like.
Well, I think we were a little confused because she had offered the job before. But, you know, KCAV, you got to get in that boss lady mode sometimes.
Oh, it's.
You have to see how that plays out.
It's real. When she turns it on, I get very nervous for all of you, because she could just be like, you're all fired.
That was real.
Oh, no.
That's, like, not put on for cameras. Like, she really, when she gets in boss mode, she's one of those texters that texts, like, 17 things in a row, not, like, one paragraph. And whenever I look at my phone and it's, like, Kristen Cavallari, 16 messages, I'm like, what did I do? So, that's real. She gets on her ass sometimes, for sure.
And so, did you apply? Like, how did you meet her? Like, how did that happen? How did it come up to, like, where she offered you the job? Because I still can't believe I didn't get offered a job. LA.
I think it's all boiled down to me being better than you.
Oh, I think it's a location thing. I think you're just down the street. Yeah, I think when she opens LA Uncommon James, we'll see who's running social media over here.
We might be doing a little pop-up in LA soon. We'll see. Maybe she can associate you with that one.
Yeah, I doubt it. But I'll still show up. And then if I wanted to swoop you from Uncommon James, what type of contract do you have? Like, if I offer you double, can we swoop you for? Or
hey,
are you,
money talks.
Oh,
money talks,
God,
Spencer.
I love business. She said money talks. Oh, Kristen should know that I'm not playing. That when I get money, she better make sure she locks you into a nice, like, 2-year deal. because I see the future with Predator, Crystal, Shannon, take over.
I love it. Hey, I'm here for it. Whenever you need my services, you just holla.
How did your boyfriend get out of friend zone after 3 years of being your friend? Because in the movies, they always make that like impossible.
That was maybe our favorite part of the recap when you asked if he was in the Guinness Book of World Records for friend zones.
Are they still together?
Yeah, they are together. Remember we IG'd with them yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Heidi. She doesn't sleep. Heidi doesn't sleep.
They could just be friends.
Heidi said they could just be friends.
She's too busy with the baby. We could just be friends. You know what? We were best friends for 3 years. We would, like, hang out completely by ourselves. We were never, ever, like, romantically involved at all. And then one time he asked me to go on this trip with him because it was, like, a, like, 9-hour drive. And I was like, oh, yeah, all right, fine, whatever. And it was just that one trip that, I don't know, it just kind of made it different. We were in, like, the worst place in the world. It's this place called Yankton, South Dakota. And maybe it was just so terrible that we were the only two people that were, like, you know, we just had to fall in love because it was such a, like, shitty place. But we didn't. It was just one of those weird, like, corny, cliche movie moments. So, I don't know. It's working out so far.
And has he admitted that for those 3 years of being your best friend, he was trying to be more than a best friend? Or does he play it off like, oh, no, I just started being attracted to you in that horrible place?
I doubt he would say that, you know, he wasn't ever attracted to me. But I do think that, you know, he dated people. It's actually a little awkward. Like, I introduced him to almost all of his girlfriends. Every time we were, like, out, he was like a little playboy around town. So I'd be like, ooh, that girl, you can totally go home with that girl. Like, go over and talk to her. Like, I was wing woman extraordinaire, which is not cool now. I know everyone he slept with.
She was a wing woman for those 3 years, hooked him up with every girl he slept with. And now that is wild.
Awkward.
Heidi said, awkward.
I was in one of the weddings of one of my friends that dated him. So I was just in her wedding.
Heidi said, she doesn't seem like the jealous type. Sorry, Heidi's changing a diaper. No. Shannon's like, I'll keep it moving. There's millionaires trying to date me.
I'm good on that front.
Okay. Are you born and raised like where you are now?
No, I'm from South Carolina. I'm from a little more south.
So you could have been on Southern Charm?
Oh, Charleston, yeah. A lot of my best friends went to college in Charleston. So when that show started coming out, everyone was super interested. I also love that show.
Oh, that show is amazing.
My guilty pleasure for sure.
So it's like a show like that make it so when they were like, hey, you know, when Kristen's like, we may do a reality show, is it because you watch a show like that that you're like, oh, I'll do that? Like, where at first were you like, I don't know, were you like, yeah, let's go, I'm all in? Like, how
no,
does somebody
I wasn't
react?
I was not on board at all. I was like, I cannot do this. My mom will kill me, blah, blah, blah. I've been like asked to be on The Bachelor a couple times, and I'm like, oh, I can't do it.
Hold on. Red Kristen, alert. She's been asked to be on The Bachelor a couple times.
That's not on me.
No, it's not on you, but we're just dreaming how amazing you would have been on that freaking show.
They ask everyone to be on The Bachelor, you know?
No, they don't. They don't ask everyone. That's not true. They ask special people.
I said no originally, but something that made me super confident was Kristen was like, you know, I'll be here for you. I've been there, yada, yada. And I trusted her, and I'm really glad I did because she was like such a like, not role model, but like a big sister in the sense that I could just look up to her and ask her anything, and she never, ever, ever was like, oh my God, that's so dumb. She was always like, oh, I completely understand about your fear. Let me tell you this to make you feel better about it. So, especially for me, who's like not the most loved character in America right now, she's been so just like great. Has been there for me, and I'm super, super thankful for that.
I don't know what you're reading in your Google alerts, but I don't see how anybody could find, you know, anything negative. What have you done that's so bad? I feel like you're,
I'll leave it up to that then. That's great. I love it. I'm on top and stitching that. That's perfect.
I feel like you just come off very real, which is maybe that throws
that's
people
what I
off.
Think. But if you know me, then you know that. If you don't, then I guess you might just think I'm a little bit of a sometimes. That's okay. There's got to be one every once in a while.
I do think for like a season two, pop-ups and trips would really be like the new level. Like if you guys did the pop-up in Paris, the pop-up in Aspen.
Ooh.
Yeah, like how. So
great.
So
let's
like
the board with the producer.
Oh, trust me. I'm already in E! Entertainment's DMs with every idea I have for Uncommon James. They haven't responded yet, but I know they leave them on scene. So I know they're all just putting notes down. But because I want to see you guys like in Greece and Mykonos. And I just feel like vacation, like trips is the next.
We go on a little trip. We go on a trip in this season. So you'll see that it's no Greece, but it was definitely a lot of fun. And Kristen gets wild. So that is going to be hilarious.
They go on
to
a trip this season and Kristen gets wild. I would actually pay, like, I would pay money to watch Jay Cutler get drunk on a season. Like, please, like,
what? Honestly, me too.
Is he a whiskey drinker?
Make a GoFundMe.
Is he like a whiskey? What do you know?
Yeah,
what he drinks?
I think he's. I always see him drink tequila with K-Tab, and you know what? I think there's a guys' night thing that comes up, so maybe we'll get a little intel to what he drinks and his boys' night.
God, I'm so thankful for him being such a good husband and sucking it up and being on a reality show with $100 million in the bank. Like, that's true love.
Yeah, I mean, that is true love. You definitely, neither one of them, like, had to do this. I think it's just, like, we're all so thankful they did because it's so fantastic.
I know.
Have you been to their new house?
Have you been to the new house yet?
No, I haven't. Yeah, I have not been there yet.
No workers
are allowed. See if they decide to get it. I don't know if America doesn't know if they actually.
Oh, okay. We almost got her on a spoiler alert. She goes, America doesn't know if they've decided to get it yet. Okay. So that was good protection. Heidi would like to know how you envision your future at Uncommon James.
Ooh, my future right now is a little up in the air. I mean, as far as the show is concerned, I get in a lot of trouble a lot of the time. So hopefully I am able to redeem myself to Kristen's standards. But you definitely don't want to miss out on the end of the season because I think that question gets a lot more answered towards the end.
Because, I mean, in real life, she could fire you and keep you on the show. So, like, you know.
God, that would be miserable.
Yeah, but, I mean, it would work. And it's like, she'd be like, you know, you're just going to be my friend. Like, we have so much fun, but you're not, you know, a good teammate for the office.
Yeah, you know, everyone is replaceable. And anyone that thinks they have job security from being on a television show is sadly mistaken, because you can definitely be fired in Kristen's world, and it does not take a TV show to hold you on. So everyone has to definitely still put in work, because she ain't playing around.
100%. Especially with a TV show, you're like twice as replaceable, because there's people that would work in that position to be on TV.
Do you know how many resumes have been sent? Like, do yourself a favor, I'm Shannon, here's my resume. I'm like, I'm reading these DMs.
Oh my, people are DMing their resumes like to get rid of Shannon and take it. Heidi said, yeah, Spencer's one of them. I didn't DM Uncommon James. I emailed Kristen. Bonus question. No, just kidding. Well, thank you. Follow Shannon's IG story. It is pure fire, especially when she's out drinking. It's like watching like a sorority comedy movie without the college. But it's at Shannon Ford.
No, at probably Shannon Ford.
God, your whole cast really tried to get the most creative IG handles so that nobody could find you guys.
Are you a Ford?
Shannon Ford was taken.
Are you related to Henry Ford or what?
Yeah, no, I would have my own PJ if I was related to Henry Ford.
Ah, darn. All right, well, do not miss Very Cavallari on E! Sunday nights. The time
10,
is
9 central.
Yeah, and if you are like me on the West Coast, you have to wait till 10 o'clock, but it's worth it.
And do not miss Spencer's recaps, because they are absolutely hysterical.
Oh, you angel. All right, well, we will be stalking you on socials every day. Thank
Love
you.
It.
And when
bye,
Heidi says bye, she's still doing mom stuff on the floor. But
mom stuff.
So Heidi says bye, right, Heidi?
Say, see you, Shannon.
She says, see you, Shannon. All right. Thank you so much for calling, Shannon.
All right. Bye. Later. See you guys later.
Such a fun conversation with Shannon. But before we keep going, let me tell you about Ritual Vitamins. I know I'm really busy and I don't have a lot of time to get all the nutrients that I need. And I think a lot of women are the same. I mean, 95% of women do not get the vitamins and minerals that they need on a daily basis. We're busy. There's a lot to do. There's so much food that you have to eat to get, I mean, everything that you need. So what I love about Ritual is it creates a smarter vitamin with the 9 essential ingredients that women lack most. most. So go to ritual.com/spidey, choose clean ingredients that are backed by science. Sign up now at ritual.com/spidey. Also, another really important thing that I need in my body is omega-3. They help brain development. They're very important, and it's hard to find the right one. So that's also why I love that Ritual tastes good with natural mint essential oils, and I get the vitamin D that I need. So really, all in one pill. Amazing. It's vegan, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergy-free. They're made in the USA, which I love, all things made in the USA also. And they are without synthetic fillers or colorants. With vitamins, especially with breastfeeding and pregnancy and all that, it's like I like to know what's in my body and the best possible ingredients. So that's why this is so amazing. And I forget to get things. I mean, I'm a mom. I'm busy. I'm forgetting things. So Ritual is subscription-based, and there's no gap in nutrient levels. It's $30 a month and delivers to your front door. So who doesn't love that? Anything delivered to my front door, please sign me up. It's amazing. And you can cancel at any time. Get the vitamins and minerals that you need on a daily basis. They are important. Go to ritual.com/spidey. Choose clean ingredients that are backed by science. Sign up now at ritual.com/spidey. Well, that was so fun talking to Shannon. I feel like we're really excited because you love her storyline and everything. And Spencer is trying to steal Shannon for Pratt Daddy crystals. So I feel like we have the same reality show going on at our house without the cameras because you have all our employees.
And we have
now
Gunner.
We have employees who have moved in. I'm like, okay, how long are you guys going to be here?
Yeah, Shannon is a dang TV star. It's so funny how, you know, you really got to give shows a chance because if you just watch the trailer, you'd be like, why are all these people on it? Like, I just want to watch Jay and Kristen. It's like, oh, no, no. If anything, I feel like, I'm sorry, I got to say this. Kristen is almost uncomfortable sometimes about like how big a star she has on her show because Kristen's a star. But these ladies are outshining her on this show.
I don't know. I think the opposite. I think I want more Kristen on.
I want more Jay, obviously. But, I mean, it's hard because I look for drama, relationship drama, party. You know, what you want to watch is different than what I want to watch.
Kristen with her, yeah, family.
Exactly. You want to watch like a mom show.
Yeah.
I want to watch a lit AF show in Nashville, and we are getting it. So thanks, E. This show's a hit. We need to do the traveling, though. I'm telling you, E. We need them in Mykonos, all on the beach with Jay. You get Jay to like one of these destination, like Ibiza. Oh, imagine Jay's freaking bathing suit. Jay probably has like the most stylish Speedo or something.
But it's so funny because I didn't think I'd be living a very similar life to Jay Cutler with Pratt Daddy crystals there. And we have Omar and then we have Mackenzie come
and
in.
Kelsey.
And then sometimes I'm like, it's nap time or like yesterday when I'm trying to sleep and I have to let Omar in because he got locked out and all this stuff. I'm like, wow, I feel like Jay Cutler right now.
Yeah, well.
You guys get an office soon?
Yeah, and then you'll never see us again.
That's not true.
No, we are going to expand. We're going to take over the house, and we're going to get you a new house. It'll be like,
great.
Just like
then I really am like Jay.
Yeah.
We're moving.
We're moving. Our current house is going to be Pratt Daddy Crystals HQ. We're taking over all the bedrooms. And I'm so pumped up off espresso. It's ridiculous. And oh my gosh, our new sponsor for the podcast, I don't know if you've heard, it's the hottest freaking thing in the whole world, PrattDaddyCrystals.com. Yes, this sponsor is close to my home, if that makes sense. It's in my home. But yeah, check it out. It's just bringing that energy to the podcast that you need every week. And imagine listening to this podcast while holding your Pratt Daddy crystal in your hand. You'd be like, ah. So yeah, that's my new favorite sponsor, but whatever. Lots of wild stuff happening. We have not done our pop culture wrap up lately because we've been so busy with our superstar guests. But on a dark note, Demi Lovato OD'd allegedly on heroin this week. And you know what? I'm done ever saying anything bad about Demi. She's clearly struggling. So, and now I like Ariana Grande again, too. So the two singers that I didn't like, I now like.
So don't worry, girls.
Yeah. So you don't need to worry about your record sales being, you know, hurt by me not liking you anymore. So I don't know why I changed my – maybe I just love so much that when I saw Ariana Grande dating this rando from Saturday Night Live, I'm like, oh, that's cute. She's, you know – because I didn't like her when she dated Mac Miller, which is weird. So I don't know. So regardless, her new music's amazing. But you should check out her music on Digster.fm. Our playlist is just fire there. I'm definitely going to add maybe some little Demi on there. Just probably going to add Ariana Grande. Oh, Miracle Baby.
We already have Ariana Grande.
Not. She has so many good ones, though. I'm going to add the one with her and that Troy Sivan. I can't say his name, but it's a hit. But
Gunner had his first ice cream.
That two
ice creams. We wanted to give him two flavors. I'm like, this is a lot of pressure. What's the first flavor of ice cream he's going to have? And I'm like, I'm not going to limit him. But I wanted to wait until his first birthday to have his first sugar, because obviously it's not the best thing for him. But we were down there, and it just seemed like a moment and a time. And so it was very fun and stressful, because Spencer wanted to give him like the whole thing. I'm like, he's had enough. It's his little body. He's had enough licks. I know, Gunner. You love ice cream.
Whoa, breaking news. It's going to be old news by next week, by Monday. But Nick Jonas is engaged to, I'm going to say her name wrong, Priyanka Chopra. And I watched her on that FBI show. What was that called? Where she was, I don't know, got canceled. But she was good. But that's exciting. And allegedly, Meghan Markle, I don't know how they know she's excited, but she's excited for them. I got to take notes. I need a notes app. That's why I love watching Caitlin Bristow podcast, another fellow Podcast One superstar.
Because
she brings her laptop in. It's like, girl, you got straight. You need a laptop? You got so many notes? Like, I have actually seen her notes. It looks like college freaking PowerPoint. I'm like, damn, gotta step my game up over here. She has more time podcasting though. So please tweet us also and DM and however you want to reach us who we should have on the podcast, because it's very challenging sometimes figuring out like who our listeners want to hear from, and who what I want to hear is not always what you want to hear. So send us any of your ideas, please.
Yep. And all for you wondering if Gunner's sleeping, the answer is no. Still not sleeping here. Still a, whatever. I know a lot of people say get a night nurse, but I want to do it. Sleep train. I understand for other people. I think that's great. I have no judgment, no criticism. But for me personally, I want to be up with Gunner. So I'm choosing to sacrifice my finger at the moment.
Gunner is chomping on that freaking food like.
Yep.
He got his mommy's appetite.
He definitely did. And we're transitioning. I think we're coming to the end of breastfeeding here. He needs like a lot of food, and it's almost 10 months. Can you believe it, Spencer?
I can actually, because I feel like time has stopped. But
you're ready for baby too?
People keep asking me that, and I keep thinking, oh my God, that sounds so dang insane. Anyone that has more than one child, I honestly, when I see you, people, humans, aliens, whatever you are on the street, I look at you different. I'm like, that's a special person. Because it is so dang hard being a parent with just one child. And I know I'm being dramatic, I guess, but you people have more than one kid. Oh my God. And people with twins, oh my God, because you don't even get like a minute to like space that out. That's like,
yeah,
that's wild.
That's a lot.
That is wild.
My plan as of right now is 3 years apart.
Oh, yeah. Gunner doesn't like that plan.
So that would be trying.
Gunner says, no. Gunner wants to be an only child.
I don't think so.
He does. No, I totally. He's very much like his dad.
You love your siblings.
Hey, Steph. I'm sure you're listening in England. Stephanie's coming into town. Always an adventure. Oh, we should have her do a follow-up, come in studio, so we can get some more of that British accent going.
She's in Ibiza right now.
She's got a super rough life. I saw Equalizer 2 came out. Denzel, I loved it. Tonight I'm going to see Tom Cruise. You know I love TC and his whole Scientology clique. Shout out Scientology. Make us famous. If you can do it, we'll definitely hashtag Scientology. What's that? The boat they go on?
No, I'm just going to stick to what I got going on.
Okay. Yeah, Scientology DM us. We're totally. Heidi said we can't join the sex club. We can't join Scientology either.
Hey, how about some other clubs?
Oi, Illuminati, where are you? We need to get famous.
Let's just stick to like other things.
Oh, let's just amen. Praise God. Okay. Lord, thank you. We love you, God.
Yeah, how about church?
Oh yeah.
Why don't we go to church?
I'll totally support you going to church, but I get all the prayers I need from your Snapchat. You're my favorite preacher, actually. There's nobody I would like to hear talk about God more than you. So you just keep blessing us with your sermons. And if you want to do longer ones, maybe you make do like a Heidi Church IG, and you can just do a live stream every Sunday from 1 hour, and I'll sit there and I'll open the Bible for you.
I used to do church for you.
I know.
Remember, I make bread and wine and everything.
I miss that wine part. Heidi, why did we do it? I don't know. But she had bread and wine. I was there. I was like, oh, amen. I totally love your church. So, yeah, I think you do that. You should start a new IG account, like, for your church. And then I'll follow that.
I'll say Preacher Pratt.
Oh, don't do that on the podcast till we get the handle. Nobody take that, you devils.
Time. It will be days.
The devil is going to steal that.
We have days.
All right, well, steal that devil. We'll make a new one. What else? Mackenzie, our dog sitter, and / Crystal, teammate, and just so many hats Mackenzie wears, says that our house is haunted. And Heidi always thought that. But the good thing is Mackenzie actually wants to hook up with our ghost. So
girl or boy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just she's the ghost. So the good news is, yeah, we're not going to have an angry ghost. Our ghost is going to be fulfilled. So, yeah, just.
And we're moving.
And we're moving. Well, we're going to keep it as the HQ, you know. Update on Hummers. We haven't talked in a long time, people. We have Amber Rose. She's just chatting up about Gwyneth Paltrow having sex with Jay-Z on the last podcast. Check that out. Allegedly. But, yeah, Tiki showed back up. Tiki was missing, if you didn't know. And I think Leggy's in heaven. Rest in peace. We haven't seen Leggy. It's okay, though. Leggy was a fighter.
And I have a new goal. I am going to open a restaurant in Crested Butte with my parents.
Give the backstory here. Heidi, there's a little competition going on in the family for the best kid because Heidi.
First off.
And there's no competition. Heidi will always be better. But tell a lot of Heidi's sister.
Yeah, my sister and my brother, I've always wanted a house and a property in Crested Butte. Just haven't had the funds to do it. So, and one of my goals is to help my parents one day if we get rich to help them get one. But my sister bought a lot in Crested Butte, and my parents are going to live upstairs, and the downstairs is going to be for my dad's catering. So I'm like, oh, my sister helped get them a house. What the heck? That was my plan. She beat me to it. Thank God one of us can. But I'm going to open the restaurant with my dad. They unfortunately lost their restaurant because the landlords were really awful and shady and anyways, all this horrible stuff. So I'm going to help them reopen the restaurant, and we're going to call it Heidi's in Crested Butte, and we are going to buy a piece of land there next time we get money. So we've got lots of plans going on here, too. That's my big update. That's my big plans. So everyone get ready to come to Heidi's in Crested Butte. I'll be there. I'll be the hostess. I can seat you. So that's my plan. Gunner's going to be a summer kid there, and we'll spend Christmases. That's my plan.
I have a whole different plan, but that's okay. We're going to be in Aspen. We can maybe go visit Heidi's, for a weekend.
Oh, Gunner doesn't like that.
Oh, no. Gunner loves that. And we got Gunner a little AMG Mercedes that's off the hook. He loves driving around the house. Very cute. What podcast. What a blessing to just talk away. Just chat, chat, chat.
Chit-chat.
We may have the best news ever that we can talk about in like a month. So you better keep listening. If you want to hear the scoop of the century, maybe in a month we will drop it on you and you will just be like, oh my. Hopefully less. But the biggest news in the history.
Pregnancy.
Not pregnancy, but bigger than that. We already have a kid, so that's like wouldn't be the biggest.
Every birth is just as exciting.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
In Heidi's church that I'm going to subscribe to.
Okay.
Maybe if we get IG, you do a YouTube where you can talk.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll definitely love filming you talk about God. You're so holy, Heidi. Spencer Pratt will heal you on MTV. Had a great episode this week. The Fat Jew. If you don't know who he is, major Instagram meme legend. Him and I did equine therapy with donkeys and horses. Definitely check that one out on MTV's YouTube channel. Incredible content. I'm just not, you know, personally, I'm just, he was really funny. But yeah, what a blessing. This podcast is so incredible. I'm still overwhelmed that we're trending on Twitter. We had Entertainment Tonight, People Magazine, Us Weekly, you name it, E! News, every publication talking about Make Spidey Famous Again. There was people that actually messaged, well, it looks like the title of the podcast is happening because Amber Rose talking about Gwyneth Paltrow, check out the last episode. It's wild. This is Making Spidey Famous Again. So thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. Thank you to our awesome sponsors for people that are like, oh, why do they have those? So we can have a podcast in this beautiful Beverly Hills studio with an amazing producer named Steve. Yeah, I know. In a perfect world, you know what I mean. Go to sugarbearhair.com so you can have the tastiest candy that actually is healthier for you and for your beauty. You know, you want beautiful hair and eat candy? Yeah, sugarbearhair.com/Spidey. Go to ritual.com/Spidey to get the vitamins, minerals you need on a daily basis. They say it's just for women, but I eat Heidi's all the time and I feel amazing. So men who are listening, eat up. Do not forget that every Monday we are dropping this Make Spidey Famous Again podcast, so please do not miss that, and please hit us with a 5-star review because there's a major competition going on right now at Podcast One platform that I've created in my head, and we're winning thanks to your 5 stars. So even if you don't even listen to the whole podcast, oh, I guess you did if you're listening to this, but in the future, maybe just listen to a little bit at halftime. But make sure if you don't finish the episode, at least go click 5 stars. And a nice review would be so lovely because my mom, she goes through and she reads them all. And then she screenshots them and she sends them to me. And she's like, look what this person said about you. It makes her so proud of her son. So please keep making my mom proud. We will see you next week. Thank you for your ears, your time, your energy, all of our love. Heidi is going to pray for you. Amen.
Hey there, Rob Cesternino from Rob as a Podcast. And if you're a Big Brother fan, you know the summer is all about one thing, watching crazy people locked in a house on Big Brother. And we've got episode recaps after every Big Brother 20 episode with the past house guests talking about all the updates from the game and the gossip from the live feed. Listen to Rob as a Podcast exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. And if you love the show, why don't you share it or even leave us a rating and review?
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today.